This is White Spot Vancouver Giants this week on Sportsnet 650. And now, here's your host, Brooke Ward.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, hockey fans, and welcome to the Monday night edition, the first Vancouver Giants show of 2026. It's White Spot Vancouver Giants this week. I am Brooke Ward. Thanks to Bro Jake. And thanks to Jack the Giant up the top helping us on what was a busy, busy, busy day for the Vancouver Giants. Trade deadline is Thursday, but Nat Dominic Kelly and the Giants did not wait until Thursday to pull the trigger. Made four trades today. Five players come in. A bunch of draft picks come and go as well, but more draft picks came in than went out for the Giants today. But five players, well known for the Giants, seeing regular shifts, they leave. And three players, some names in there too that you'll know, they come back to join a Vancouver Giants team that's lost three in a row, and 5 of 6 is 3 points out of a playoff spot, but still hanging around the hunt in the West Division and have not written off the playoffs, but they're going to have to get rid of those losses. Giants, again, lost 5 of 6 right now. If nothing else, they've changed the culture in the locker room, or at least they changed the mix, maybe a better way to put it, in the locker room. And I'm not inside the room to know anything, but they moved a few guys out and a few guys in, and the Giants have not won as often as they'd like this year. So, you know, sometimes you do that. You go, well, let's change the atmosphere in here. Cameron Schmidt, no longer a Vancouver Giant. Biggest name on the list. There's a couple of big names in here. Schmidt goes to the Seattle Thunderbirds, who are at the bottom of the Western Conference standings. Schmidt goes to Seattle for 2007-born defenseman Caleb Hartman in his second year playing defense for Seattle. A first-round pick, which used to belong to Calgary, Hitman, also comes to Vancouver in the deal. Plus, that was a 2026 first-rounder. Plus a first-round pick in 2028, conditional second-rounder in 27, conditional fourth-rounder in 28, and a fifth-round pick in 27. Giants used the 2026 first-rounder from Calgary via Spokane in a deal that sees Spokane's Mathis Preston, the Penticton native, and this guy is a good player, he comes to Vancouver. That first-round pick, plus Tyus Sparks, Merrick Cowell, they go along with the Calgary 2026 first-rounder for the 2008 forward Mathis Preston. He's got some good numbers, this kid. And a 2029 second-round pick also in the Bantam draft comes back to Vancouver. Aaron Obobifo, one of my favorite names to say, Obobifo and a conditional third-round pick went to the Edmonton Oil Kings for Joe Aginla, the 2008-born son of Jerome Aginla, the brother of Tiege, and a conditional third-rounder to Vancouver. So Obo and a third-rounder to the Oil Kings for Joe Aginla and a third-rounder going the direction of Vancouver. And then Colton Delane was sent to the Swift Current Broncos for a second-round draft pick, and Colton played very well for Vancouver. That's some good value, though, for the Giants, like a second-round pick for Colton Delane. You had to look at that. You had to pull Dominic Kelly and the rest of the Giants' brain thrust. You had to pull the trigger in that deal because it was a second-round draft pick. That's pretty good value for Colton Delane. So leaving the Giants are Schmidt, Sparks, Howell, Obobifo, and Elaine. Returning by name, Joe Aginla, Mathis Preston, and defenseman Caleb Hartman, and then a bunch of draft picks floating all over the place, most of them coming to Vancouver as well. More on this as we cruise through the program. Bill Wilms is going to join us and try and break this down in a couple of moments. And there's a lot going on to break down. So Bill's in a minute. Later on in the program, we'll have Nathan joining us. Nathan Kanter, play-by-play voice of the Giants, also their PR director. And he's had a busy, busy day in public relations. And probably will just go to bed right after the interview tonight. So Nathan, hit the sheets by 8 o'clock, you'll be okay. Nathan to join us, Steve Ewan from the Vancouver Province and the Vancouver Sun and Twitterland as well for your G-men who have a new look. Giants coming off a weekend that saw them lose 2 games in 2 nights, both by 1 goal, both the game-winning goal being scored with 2.5 minutes left in the third period. Ouch. Both games looked like they could get something out of, but they just could not get it to the finish line. Friday, Spokane with a late goal, 3-2 over the Giants. Saturday in Portland, the Winterhawks with a late goal, 5-4 over the Giants. Giants with trade deadline set for the 8th. That's coming up on Thursday. On Friday night, host the Tri-City Americans. On Saturday, they host Wenatchee. On Sunday, the back end, a 3-3. They're in Wenatchee against the Wild. Try and Wenatchee on home ice Friday, Saturday at Wenatchee on Sunday, the upcoming week for the new look Vancouver Giants. And again, there could be more happening with them between now and the Thursday trade deadline as well. I just hope they're done for the day. Just done for an hour. Anything else, announce it after we're off the air at 8 o'clock, please. White Spot Vancouver Giants this week, the place to be. You know where it is. It's right here on Sportsnet 650 as we move on through the program. Bill Wilms with us now. We're going to break it all down because Bill is the one you break things down with. Hi, Bill. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Three deals today. I've lost count. Is it three or four deals? I guess it's four deals today, aren't there?
You know what?
There are a lot of them.
I completely disregard, and this is just me now because of the age of the players. Draft picks don't mean nothing to me, to be honest with you. They mean a lot to the future of the hockey club. Let me get that straight. But when we're looking at a team that's just currently two or whatever points from bottom, last place in the conference, it's all about making playoffs and a push for this year for me. But yeah, the deals were made.
The Schmidt deal, if I look at Schmidt in general and Hartman coming back for him anyway, what are your thoughts of Cameron Schmidt through the years, Bill?
Well, he's been a guy that sells tickets. There's no question. I mean, you get your money's worth many nights just watching some things Cameron Schmidt does. Elite player. There's absolutely no question about that. But it's not working. It's not working in putting this team into the playoffs so far this year. So, you know, I don't know a thing about Hartman, that they've got back. I know he's an 18-year-old defenseman. He's a Langley kid. But haven't seen enough about him, and definitely something needed on defense as far as the Giants are concerned. So that's what they got from them, regardless of picks. But Cameron Schmidt's been just a if I had to pick my top 20 all-time Vancouver Giants, I mean, he's clearly in there.
Yeah. Remember, even in his first couple of games as a 15-year-old, who's this kid getting all the breakaways?
Exactly.
Every game, even up till now, he pretty well has a couple of breakaways to bury.
And Brooke, I feel honestly honored and thankful that I get the opportunity to broadcast him for the games that he played as a Vancouver Giant. Because he had you on the edge of your seat, no question about it. You paid for a full seat. You basically used half of it, but he'd get everybody going, and he got the team going many times, too. And it's ironic. His last game he played, he got 4 points, 2 goals, and 2 assists. So,
right.
He's a star.
Riding a 20-game point streak as he leaves Vancouver as well. The pride of Prince George, the Dallas Star draft pick, Schmidt, now a member of the Seattle Thunderbirds. Another deal today. Here's 2 of 4 for you, Bill. Giants send Tyus Sparks. Boy, I like Tyus Sparks. They send Sparks, Merrick Cowell, and a Calgary first-round draft pick in 2026 to Spokane. And they get 2008 forward Mathis Preston, the Penticton native, and a second-round pick in 2029. So Sparks and Howell are gone. Preston comes in, this 17-year-old.
Yeah, and I know I don't want to steal where you're going next, but they've lost Sparks. They've lost traded Sparks, Schmidt, and Obo Bifo. We'll get to him in a minute. That's a pretty good line right there. But Mathis Preston's an elite player. I think Craig Button's got him 20th or somewhere around there, for his upcoming NHL draft. Now, remember that as a Giant fan, every time you come watch your Giants play from here to the end of this season, you are seeing, in all likelihood, two first-round potential draft picks, Ryan Lynn, Mathis Preston. I mean, this guy's got a shot. It's terrific. He's got the ability to carve his way from one lane into another to get the shot away. The scouts have been following him around, much like they did, last year, Berkeley Catton. He's coming off 20 playoff games last year with 16 points. He was a rookie last year, was Mathis Preston. Had 23 goals, was third as a rookie in the Western Hockey. Yeah, no, this guy will provide a ton of entertainment. No question about that. That's a good asset that Vancouver has obviously acquired.
And who in the mix there? Sparks. We've always talked about how much we like Sparks and Merrick Howell, the veteran too. But they're getting a couple of good players. Sparks is the guy that jumps out at me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to give up something to get something. So, you got Sparks coming your way. You want Howell coming your way in Spokane. You're going to have to give up somebody like Mathis Preston. And, we know what Sparks has done for this hockey club. He's been very, very fun to watch his development. And Howell has developed into a pretty good defenseman, obviously, with Ryan Lynn. Pretty good pairing. Yeah, I'm, you hate to see the guys go, Brooke, but Mathis Preston's a pretty good welcome.
I hear you. And a first-round pick to Spokane, too, which is
and
why
there you go.
Spokane
See, they're, made. That, why, that's massive.
Yeah, why Spoke making that deal as well and losing this 17-year-old in Preston? Well, they're getting Sparks, Howell, and a first-round pick in return. Oboe, you mentioned him in a conditional third-round pick to the Oil Kings. For Joe Aginla, Joe Aginla's son, Joe Aginla, and a conditional third-round draft pick. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, it's a good name.
Jerome Aginla to Joe, yeah.
And Tiege. Tiege is Aginla playing in Kelowna. He's coming back from the World Junior. I mean, he's a terrific. He's a first, I think it was a top six pick of Utah last year in the first round. So he's got the pedigree. Little bit of a slow start for Joe. He's a pretty good hockey player. I think he had a pretty good 16-year-old season, rookie season as well, but a little bit of a pointless streak going, and that sometimes can change in a hurry. You wouldn't be surprised if the first game he plays for Vancouver, he gets, breaks that pointless streak that he's currently on. But I think he's 53rd overall in Craig Button's list as far as a draft prospect for the coming year. He's another, and again, I can't tell you right off the top who they got some draft picks back in that, didn't they?
Yeah, it was to go completely. I'm trying to remember all the stuff, frankly, Bill.
Yeah.
I'll dig it up. I got it here in front of me. I hope I didn't.
Well, but I assume there is, and that's the point there that the Giants did acquire something there, I'm sure.
They gave up here, sorry to interrupt, Oboe and a conditional third-round pick in 2029 to the Oil Kings for Joe Aginla and a conditional third-round pick in 2028. So you swap conditional third-rounders, and it's Oboe for the younger Aginla.
Yeah, the youngest of the Aginlas, I guess, now. Yeah, absolutely. Oboe Byfield, we saw so much about him, and he can't be overlooked in a draft this year. In other words, he was overlooked last year. He was passed over because of his injury. Okay, now he's in a second, what they call a year overage in terms of the draft year eligibility, and he has to make some hay. And it just wasn't happening from a team standpoint in Vancouver. And when you go over to that Eastern Conference, you're playing with Prince Albert and Edmonton, up in the top, he's going to get some playoff action there for sure. And I think he needed that. There's no question that he had to see some playoff action this year because he is an intriguing prospect. Big, tough kid, as you've seen him. You just can't be on a team that's really going to be precarious as far as even making the playoffs are concerned. However, I want to say the additions might make a difference. It had to be, you had to mix the bag had to be shook up. It wasn't working here with what was happening. And, this was supposed to be a team, I think, that probably would have finished in the top four. I think that was a fair prognostication for this team. And not only does top four get you in the playoffs, you get home ice advantage. And it just hasn't worked to this point.
Colton Alleyne, the final deal, shall we say, of the day, Bill, to Swift Current for a second-round pick next year. And Swift Current, that should be a good second-round pick, frankly. Swift Current's at the bottom of the league right now in the standings. So the Broncos get Alleyne, and he served Vancouver well, Bill. Just your thoughts on that deal. And to me, again, if they want Alleyne, but I can get a second-round pick, which feels like a late first one, frankly, late first-rounder.
Yep.
Because of where the Broncos are, I kind of have to make that deal.
I agree. There was a lot of hope for Alleyne, and he kind of, when you're struggling as a team, sometimes you struggle as a player, and he's got a lot of future left in Alleyne. He'd be right now a really good prospect, no question.
So locally, Bill, to summarize this, you're getting local guys back, which is usually the way. Hartman, the local guy at Langley, again, out of British Columbia. And if I'm looking in at the Preston deal, he's a Penticton native. So you get local guys, which is how it usually works in the Dub anyway. But you get a lot more local flavor on the team, shall we say. Might sell a few more tickets unless they get them for free.
100%. Yeah, no. They'll be fun to watch. There's no question. I'm anxious to see this Hartman kid because I haven't seen him enough to be honest with you. He's seven assists, 7 points this season. Last year he had 19 as a 17-year-old. So I'm anxious to see that. But we know what we're getting in Preston, and you know what you're getting in Aginla for sure. And so you've made some good additions, and it's sad to see the guys go that we kind of. you know, entertained us, and the development that we saw in the players have gone the other way. But that's what the WHL is all about.
Lake Country, BC. I've never heard of it, frankly, but it's in between Vernon and Kelowna. You probably know it. Well, that's where Joe is from originally, just outside a big white ski resort, Bill. So I must admit, I've never heard of Lake Country, British Columbia. Sounds very pretty. I'm sure it is.
Well, every time I write his name down on a on the paper for a game that I'm going to broadcast, I always put, you know, where the kid's from. I said the same thing, Lake Country. I was going to look it up.
I did, yeah.
But I think you nailed it. I think it's somewhere exactly.
It's near near Pixie Beach, which I've never heard of. Near Wood Wood Lake, never heard of that. And near the right near the Lake Country Art Gallery, which I've never been to, but maybe now I will. Again, between Kelowna and Vernon, it's not a long drive. So, to summarize the day for the Giants, what would you say, Bill? What's the message you think they send their hockey fans with the moves?
Well, okay, they had to change things up. Like I said a couple times now, that was a must. Okay. They haven't weakened, in my opinion, they haven't weakened their spot in a push for the playoffs. Okay. That's for sure. I mean, sometimes just adding a couple guys make a massive difference. And if I just scan all the draft picks they've got, they've also done a nice job of looking out for the future and looking at, you know, a year or so away. So it's a middle of the road pick. Didn't lose anything as far as making a playoff spot push, and also did a pretty good job of looking after what's, you know, what the future is all about. In some, because this is still in some ways a rebuild.
I hear you. Yeah. So they get a lot of draft picks back, but in effect, out are Schmidt, Sparks, Howell, Oboe, and Colton Alleyne, and in are Iginla, Mathis Preston, and Caleb Hartman right now. So you give it up, you know, giving up some good guys who have left, but you brought in two or three good ones anyway. So we'll see how that. Hard to replace a Schmidt, though, obviously, Bill. You're never going to necessarily, are you? But then Mathis Preston comes along. You're going, well, okay.
Yeah, he's a year younger, obviously. And it'd be interesting. We're not even at the trade deadline.
No. There's another 4 days.
Yeah. I have a feeling that there could well be one more. For the Giants.
Well, I hope they're done for the night, because...
No, I'm sure they're done.
me trying to keep track of all this stuff all day today. It started coming down at 1 o'clock and all this stuff, and so...
Hey, bud, anyway. I'm looking out the window, and I got to tell you, you kept me off the golf course.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had Bill on standby all day long. So, you know, we're in the first half of the program here coming up towards 7:30, but I kept Bill off the golf course all day, because it was like, hey, wait a minute. Sorry, Bill. But maybe you'll pull the groin or something, and then...
Yeah, I took this one for the team. Buddy.
I may have saved you
overall.
Giants as a whole, my friend, 10th place, now 4 out of 9th. Teams are pulling away, 5 behind Kelowna. I could take... And Kelowna can't be done either, huh? But, I mean, I could take you down the Kelowna road, because they're hosting Memorial Cup, and they're on the playoff cusp right now. So, but where they sit, you had mentioned a minute ago, Bill, still... hoping to sneak in the playoffs, but you got to get some wins. Those L's, you can't put up with them.
Hey, Brooke, 12 teams in the league, and instead of looking up, you got to look back. You're 2 points out of the basement.
Yeah.
That, you know, it hasn't gone at all the way this team expected. You know, let's be honest. You know, their last 11 games are 4-7, really losing, obviously, traction in the playoff race. But you know what? I saw something I wanted to talk real quick about. I saw a couple things on the weekend, the last two games played. You know, they got outshot so badly that first period in Spokane, almost like the last period or the first period against Calgary in the game previous. But there was a bit of an altercation. There was a bit of a, you know, I don't want to say line brawl, but, you know, the 5-minute mark of the second period, there had been three after the whistle clashes. Look, and that's what's missing in this hockey club, this emotion, this wanting to play. All five players are involved. Nobody was fighting, pushing, shoving, swearing, yelling in your face. And you know what? They gave notice that there was some emotion there. And let me just say this. You know, we focus so much on discipline, taking no penalties and being, you know, staying out of the penalty box. I think we run the risk of taking intimidation out of the game. Not fighting, intimidation, where you're tougher. You feel that you're at least as tough as the team you're playing against. You can disrupt teams, Brooke. I mean, you might feel a little more timid, a little anxious, you know, a little inferior. It gives you a competitive, you know, advantage. You remember New West Bruins? They actually wore black helmets by choice.
Because?
Well, to look more dominant.
Look tougher.
Yeah. No, really.
Punch. Good old punch.
Yeah. So, you know, and I remember last thing, Damien Palmieri for Vancouver, one of our games in Victoria, in the pregame warm-up, he knelt at center ice. And as the Victoria team skated around and our team skated around, he was on one knee and he was just chirping every guy. It was just a little bit of a psychological warfare. I haven't seen that in this team. But I'll tell you what, after that Spokane game, they came out against Portland the next night. They were ready to play. Mm,
that's good. Well, so at the end of the Calgary game, the 4-1 home ice loss, and a game that they were at least they stuck their nose in, and whether it was whoever it was, Mittelstadt and some of the guys, and Cameron Schmidt might have been in there too, or whatever. There's a bunch of guys in it, and Pine, the goaltender, challenged the other guy to come down and fight him. That was Eric Two, the local product who had a shutout going at the time. And but I saw that. Fire. And doesn't every team need that? Every successful team.
Well, exactly. You need that. And I hadn't seen a lot of that, but I'll tell you, there were five of those in this weekend. And let me tell you that in Spokane, they got scored late in the third period. That's another issue. Those are breakdowns, but they were in the game till that point. And in Portland, they got scored on a power play late to lose 5-4.
Right. Both those games, by the way, 2.5 minutes to go where they gave up the game winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, those are breakdowns, but at least, I mean, you go back to the Saturday game in Portland, the first 3 minutes of play was totally on the Portland side of center. And Vancouver opened the scoring. They had three first period goals. And I say that, in my mind, my humble opinion, that reflected, was a carryover on what happened after the first period in Spokane, where it was a gong show again, 18-3 shots on goal. You can't go into a game. We talk about being ready to play. I don't always think it's X's and O's. It's, are you ready to get in their face? Are you ready, that team that's here, you know, the team that's coming in the LEC, is it ready to face an angry team? You know?
I want guys in a bad mood. I want guys who can play that are in a bad mood, like you before every game with Nathan, Bill. That's what brings out the best in you.
But I tell you, I hope that continues. It was very, very obvious to me. Maybe the only one that saw that there was some intimidation.
Some snarl.
That they took into. Some snarl. That's exactly right.
Let me ask you quickie before I let you run here, Bill. I'm coming up on a break now, but the players, it just popped in my head. These guys at this level, the players that get traded, do they know it's coming? Do they have to approve these deals? Is it out of courtesy you'd let the guy know, hey, we might be moving you? Do you know how that's handled?
Oh, yeah. Well, if 16-year-olds, first-year guys can't be traded. There's a rule against that. But you do confer with the players. I mean, sometimes, Brooke, honestly, sometimes players ask for a trade. You know, and you try to accommodate. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. I mean, you have discussions with your guys. So, I don't think, in fact, I'd be sure it doesn't come by surprise.
I
don't think anybody's caught by surprise. I would be surprised if that happened.
Thanks, Bill.
Well,
appreciate it.
Can I say,
man,
one last thing?
Hit me.
This Crosby Mateychuk, this 15-year-old defenseman, he was playing in all situations, late in tied games.
The young 15-year-old for Vancouver.
He's showing he belongs in those rooms that, you know, that many thought he was still too young to enter. A key, important piece in this team, maybe between here and now and the end of the season. He can play up to 10 until his team is out of the playoffs. Okay? And he really caught my eye. And obviously, Burke Hood, a .930 save percentage in Spokane, he gave him a chance to win.
Yeah.
Always good talking to you, Paul.
I'm going to throw Oscar, or Louis Oscar, I just want to call him that now, Louis Oscar Holowaychuk at you too. But not, I'll get you next time as we see these guys play more games. But he has not looked out of place, another 15-year-old from Vancouver. Louis Oscar.
Mr. Absolutely. And the only reason I bring Mateychuk up is he played both games.
Hear you. Hear you. Well, some young guys and a bunch of draft picks coming and some players, too. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, my friend. Busy day.
Thank you.
You can go to the driving range now.
That's about all I got left.
Billy Wilms, the great Bill Wilms, doing the damage here on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver Giants this week. Presentation of White Spot, Nathan Kander and Steve Ewan still to come in a day when the Giants, among other things, trade away Cameron Schmidt. More on that in a moment, and I'll recap the trades for you. Four deals made on the day with the Vancouver Giants. Stay with us. This is Sportsnet 650.
Well, hello, everybody. It's your old friend Danny Gallivan, and you're listening to a scintillating, rapier-like Brooke Ward.
Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you, Danny. And a busy trade day for the Vancouver Giants. Western Hockey League deadline is coming up for trades on Thursday night. Giants at home to Tri-City on Friday, hosting Wenatchee on Saturday. And they made four deals today. Five Vancouver Giant players that are well-known are leaving town, and three bodies are coming back. Some interesting names in the mix coming back for the Vancouver Giants. I'm going to run in part one with Bill Wells. He broke everything down. But if you're just joining us, I'll break it down again for you in just a couple of minutes here. Nathan Kanter to join us shortly. Steve Ewan as well. Again, Friday and then Saturday night, Giants on home turf. Friday hosting Tri-City, Saturday hosting Wenatchee. Tickets available at VancouverGiants.com/tickets. Whew! Busy day for the G-men today. And that's putting it lightly, and mildly, even, I may say. Lightly, mildly, you know, pick your poison for the Vancouver Giants. Cameron Schmidt, no longer a member of the G-men. Schmidt going to Seattle for a 2007 defenseman, Caleb Hartman. Hartman has played a couple years in the league. Seems like, I don't know a lot about him, but steady defenseman. We're going to start getting a look at him Friday night. But Hartman also is a local lad. And out of Langley, British Columbia, so he's coming right home. Giants did load up on local guys today. Schmidt to Seattle, though, for Caleb Hartman, plus a first-round draft pick in 2026 that used to belong to Calgary, a first-round pick in 2028, conditional picks in 2027 in the second round, in the fourth round in 2028, and a fifth-round pick in 2027. Now, that first-round pick in the Hartman-Schmidt deal that used to belong to Calgary, Spokane flipped to Vancouver, and Vancouver used that in a deal with Spokane to get forward Mathis Preston. Tyus Sparks, Merrick Howell, and a Calgary 2026 first rounder. That's the pick we speak of. That went to Spokane to pick up Mathis Preston out of Penticton, and this guy's quite a player. You're going to love him if you don't know who he is already. And a 2029 second round draft pick. Later on, the third of four deals, Aaron Obobifo goes to the Edmonton Oil Kings, along with a conditional third rounder. In return, the Giants get for a 2007 in Oboe, a 2008 in Joe Iginla, the young son of Jerome Iginla, the brother of Tiege. Also, along with Joe Iginla joining the Giants, a conditional third round pick in 2028 also comes Vancouver's way. So two conditional picks change hands, and then Opal basically traded straight up for Joe Iginla. And then Colton Lane went to the Swift Current Broncos for a second round pick in 2026. Lane very steady on defense for Vancouver, but honestly, if someone's going to drop a second round draft pick on you, you had to look at that deal and look hard. And Nat Domenichelli and the Giants brain thus pulled the trigger on that deal. So you've got Jerome Iginla, the son Joe, he's a BC product. You have got Caleb Hartman, who's out of Langley, coming back to Vancouver as well. And Mathis Preston, the Penticton native, coming into Vancouver as well. And Schmidt goes to Seattle. Sparks and Howell go to Spokane. And Obobifo heading off to the Edmonton Oil Kings, a lane to the Swift Current Broncos. Whew! And yes, I'm pretty winded. As promised, Nathan Kanter, PR director, play-by-play man, jack of all trades, the Nathan of all trades, enjoying a nice calm Monday in Langley with the Vancouver Giants. Hello, Nathan. How's your nice quiet Monday?
Yeah, it was as far as opposite as you could possibly get from quiet.
Wow.
Let's put it that way.
Wow.
Lots going on, but exciting. A lot of moving pieces. And some new faces, and tough to see some players go for sure. But,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot to be excited about for sure.
So what excites you?
Well, Mathis Preston excites me. Mathis Preston, I don't know if people know how good this kid is. Not only the Giants making moves, they get younger via Preston and via Joe Iginla. But Preston specifically is a very, very high-end talent. He is draft eligible, just like Lynn. He will go in the first round this year. The Giants are going to have two players get picked in the first round in the NHL draft. That is outstanding. And they have played together for Canada. They've played together at the CHL USA Prospects Challenge, and they will play together again at the WHL, the inaugural Prospects Challenge here that's coming to Langley in mid-February. So on the 18th of February. So Preston is really fast, and he can score goals, and he is just a treat to watch. And from what I understand, also just a really good kid. He's got a great personality, and he's a big, big get. Like, this is a third overall pick. The same draft where Lynn went sixth, Preston went third. And so that excites me. And then you have Joe Aginla, which also excites me. He was the 12th overall pick from that same draft. The Giants now have, in the same WHL draft in 2023, Preston went third, Lynn went sixth, Brett Olsen went eighth, and Joe Aginla went 12th.
Four of the top 12.
It's crazy. And they're all on the same team now. And Joe Aginla, again, I think he's had a bit of a drought at the moment, but he started the season really strong. He's got 11 goals in 37 games, 21 points, and he is a top six forward. He'll be a top six forward for this team. He'll be another player to get drafted. I don't know where. He was rated as a C-rated skater on the preliminary draft rankings, so, you know, kind of a mid-range pick. But if he has a good second half on, you know, what I think a team that will continue to score goals, when I know there's some losses for sure for Vancouver, and we can talk about that in a sec, the players who are no longer here. But when you have Preston and you have Aginla, and they have opportunity and they're going to have a lot of ice time, those players should be really interesting to see how many Giants get. Remember, the Giants are going to get back Tomic and Tittle back from World Juniors. So it's going to be a group that is really still going to score. They're going to have some really pretty goals, and look forward to that.
This is not writing off the season, right? Because they had a bunch of draft picks back here and some good-looking ones too, like future Bantam draft picks, but you still have a couple players who can play too.
Yeah, I think this is looking to next year, because you have an outstanding group of 2008 born players who, whether it's, you know, you get Lynn and you get, not you get Lynn, you have Lynn, but you add Lynn to Olsen and Lynn, who, as we talked about, the top picks, you're adding, insulating them with Preston and Aginla. But I think at the same time, yes, you're not writing off this season, because it's going to be hard to make up ground. However, if you do go on a run in this back half, the playoffs are not out of the question. Now, it will be hard. They are behind in a way of sorts. They've played a lot of games. They're on the outside looking in. But the Giants are absolutely not giving up on this season. They could still make it. But this, to me, the bigger picture thinking is they're going all in on next year with these two incredible players who are going to be drafted this year. They're looking to next year for them to be outstanding talents in the WHL.
You remind me of games played, because the Giants have played a league-leading 40 games, more than anybody in the East or the West, and the teams that are bunched around trying to catch, or the teams that are trying to catch them, someone like Seattle have 5 games in hand, so they've played more than ever. You remind me of that, man. You bummed me out, to tell you the truth. But anyway, otherwise, there goes Cameron, there goes Tyus Sparks, Merrick Howell, Oboe, and there goes Colton Delane too. You're changing the flavor inside the locker room at the same time. I don't know if that's part of the need for Vancouver, but you are changing the flavor inside your locker room. I don't know if you'd agree with me.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're moving that many players, so yes. The way the room operates and whatever goes on there, obviously it's going to be different when you're moving that many players, and Howell was a part of the leadership group. And, this is definitely with this many moves, there's a lot that's, that's going to be different for sure.
I'm not in the room, so I don't know what the culture in the room is. But generally, okay, well, you move people out to try and plan for the future, but also you bring in more bodies and hope everybody gels.
Yeah, yeah. The big thing for me is not so much that it's, you know, you. I look to this and it's a bit sad when you lose that many guys and players, and I want to wish them all well, for sure. Is, you know, a guy like Aaron Obabifo, who I really think still, has, so much potential and just couldn't really stay healthy. And Colton Alleyne, you know, is, well, all those players, I certainly wish for the best for all of them. And Cameron Schmidt, of course, was so electric, so fun to watch. 99 career goals as a Giant. You have to sometimes, you know, I don't want to see a guy like Tyus Sparks go. Tyus Sparks is one of my favorite players to watch as a Giant. But to get high-end talent, you have to give up talent. You have to give up something to get something in return. So, that's kind of the way that I look at it. All these moves is you're looking to next year, and there was a cost for sure. There was a cost.
Yeah, five players leave and three come in. I may have missed something in there, but I think that's what it is. And then all those draft picks, and again, maybe more happens. They might not be.
Yeah,
the deadline is what, Thursday?
That's the thing. I just do want to know, the deadline is Thursday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So the Giants did acquire quite a few draft picks. Now, one of them that they got in the Schmidt trade from Seattle, a first-round pick, is going to Spokane. So they don't have that first. But
okay,
that first-round pick was Calgary's originally, and that's the one that the Giants no longer have, which means they still have their own first, and they still have Wenatchee's first. So they still have two first-round picks this year. Now they have two first-round picks in 2028, because one from the Mads and Leslie deal. Sorry, they have three in 2028. One of their own, one in the Mads and Leslie deal from Kelowna, and then an additional that they just got from Seattle in 2028. I know it's hard to a long way down the line.
I'm going
to
write this down. But in other words, the Schmidt deal with Seattle for Hartman, one of those first-round picks, the 2026 one, was from Calgary, and that was flipped back in the Obo deal.
In the Preston deal.
Thank you,
Spokane.
The Preston deal. I'm sorry.
Correct.
It's a lot of deals.
But it means all the other picks, the Giants still kind of filled their cupboards. Like, they still have seconds and fourths and fifths and other stuff that they did acquire today. Yeah. And that's the question. Are they done?
Yeah.
I don't think they're done.
Well, they loaded up on picks when Zacho Stopchuk in the Zacho Stopchuk era, when he was still here, and they flipped him to, I think it was,
he went to Winnipeg
Ice. Yeah, I was going to say Wenatchee. Well, not then, but anyway, and they had, that was a year when they were moving a bunch of players, and a couple of years later, the Giants had a great playoff run. So anyway, hopefully it continues. Speaking of Wenatchee, that's the next road game for the Giants, and also one of the next two home games. Friday hosting Tri, Saturday here against Wenatchee, Sunday in Wenatchee. I know you love the road trips. Friday night, my brother, take your breath, catch your breath. And that's anything you want to say about that game, go ahead. Otherwise, I will let you go after a long, long day.
I think there's, before Friday, some other stuff will probably happen, and we'll all break it down on Friday. And it's a lot of change at once, but I do think fans are going to be, Mathis Preston, he's won with Canada. He's played with Lynn at Canada events, Youth Olympics, U17s, Helenka Gretzky. This kid is a star, and it's really, really exciting. I know there are losses, but this is going to be really interesting, fascinating to see the Giants' final 28 games of the season.
Thank you, boss. See you Friday night.
See you then.
Nathan Canter, play-by-play voice of the Vancouver Giants, Steve Ewan on standby. I'm going to connect with him in just a moment. Just some of the stats I will throw at you for the three newcomers to Vancouver. Mathis Preston, the right-handed center out of Penticton, the 17-year-old in his second full season with Spokane. 54 games last year, 23 goal and 45-point scorer for them. This year, he's played in 36 games, 14 goals and 18 assists. So with the Giants, he's going to eyeball, and he was getting lots of power play duty in Spokane as well, but he's going to get that and more in Vancouver too. So 23 goals in 54 games last year, 36 games this year. He's 14 goals and 32 points. Basically point-a-game player, and I would think he beats that 23-goal mark that he set last year in his rookie season. So you, as mentioned, you're going to like Mathis Preston, although I know you're not going to like you losing some of the guys the Giants lost today. Preston might help make up for that. Caleb Hartman, the left-handed defenseman of Langley, weighing it at 200 pounds, 6'1". In his fourth season, I'll say, with Seattle, because as an 18-year-old, but as a 15-year-old, he got into one game in the 22-23 season, then 53 games the next year, 66 last year, 33 this year. He's not a big scorer, but he can play big, and that's one of the things you're looking at. He racked up 83 minutes in penalties last season in those 66 games with Seattle. Really, we don't know a lot about him. We're going to start to find things out on Friday night, but at 6'200", you're hoping he could be a physical force back there for the Giants as well. And then Joe again, the young son of Jerome out of Lake County, British Columbia, right up between Vernon and Kelowna, the 17-year-old. Edmonton Oil Kings, he got into five games as a 15-year-old two seasons ago, and he scored three goals and two assists in those five games. A nine-goal score in 61 games last year with Edmonton, and then this is 17-year season, 11 goals, 21 points in his 37 games, hoping to see more of Joe Aginla, too, the youngster coming in, the right-handed right winger out of Lake County, British Columbia, the three newcomers coming in to join the Giants. On to Steve Ewan, as promised, the pride of the Vancouver Sun, the Vancouver province. He's all over Twitter. He's all over Goliath the Cat. He's all over Goliath on, Instagram, Facebook, too? What else you got
all
going
of it.
On?
I love all the social medias.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do they love you? You know, some of us tweet stuff out and...
No, I'll cut you off and go, no, they don't. But as soon as I quit this darn job, I'm dropping all the social media. Yeah. Goliath is on his own.
Yeah, I know.
I will not be his agent.
How can somebody not, you know, disagree with anything lovable Steve Ewan has to say, though? Because if I'm on Twitter, right, then it's like, yeah, you're an idiot.
There's a lot of angry people on the Twitter.
There are. It's like road rage, basically. It's like you drive by, yell at someone. You wouldn't walk by him on the street and do it. But in a car, you know, you yell at someone, you drive away. That's Twitter, road rage.
It's not good.
I don't know. I'm going to have to start reading some of the comments then when I see your stuff on Twitter, which I rarely do. Anyway.
There you go.
Thanks for being here, Huey.
Vancouver Giants. Thanks for that pump up for my Twitter right there.
Oh, man, right there. Yeah, go read Huey's comments.
I don't read any of it, but hear people might.
Yes. Well, it's true. I rarely go into the comments. Someone will tweet something. I'll go, oh, that's interesting. And then usually, unless I want to verify, I don't go into the comments. And your stuff is...
completely verifiable.
Unverifiable? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about the Giants? They get a couple of good players back. They let some good players go. Overall assessment, five players leave and three come back. They might not be done.
Is it five out?
It's five out, man. Did you do the math?
I was trying to ask.
Didn't you see my tweet?
It's eight. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Didn't you see my tweet? Didn't you read the comments?
Yeah, no, I don't read your tweets. I just read the comments.
Okay.
I liked a lot of it. They're obviously trying to both buy and sell at the same time, and I think they managed to do it fairly well. I think they're trying to create a situation where the team is even farther ahead next year, becomes more appealing for guys to go this route. I just think that they had underachieved to this point, and they weren't as good as the sum of the parts, and they needed a change.
Yeah.
And whether this change will be successful is really hard to say.
I was talking to Nathan a minute ago about shaking up the locker room a little bit. Sometimes I don't know if that was their intent, Huey, but sometimes
I think I think they changed the coach and the GM this year, and this year it still looks a lot like last year, where the team isn't always. They've been inconsistent, and they've been, when they're good, they're very good, and when they're not good, they look like a team that's not getting in the playoffs. So I think there's enough talent here to get in the playoffs. I think there's a good mix of skills and abilities, and a team that should score and a team that should compete, and you don't always see that. And I think the fan base deserves it. I think there's a diehard group that comes out to Langley all the time and is there on cold nights and rainy nights and nights where, you know, where it's hard to, you know, get out there. And I think they deserve this team to really take a push. I like the idea that it wasn't a full sell. It was kind of
it's a hybrid retool.
It was a hybrid retool.
We should have our own show, really.
Yes.
You and me.
But
Schmidt leaves, and I hate to see Schmidt leave, of course. Don't know where he was going to play next.
He's fun to watch. He is fun to watch. The end of the day, there were nights he didn't look very happy. And there are nights that he looked like he needed a change of scenery. He will be, he for me is one of the most dynamic players the Vancouver Giants will ever have.
Yeah, a highlight reel guy, such skill.
But every time he touched the puck, you felt like something was going to happen.
Yeah, Schmidt leaves. Hartman comes back in the deal of defense for him, but it's the next deal, the Sparks Howell deal for Mathias Preston, the Penticton native. Is interesting because you bring, and they used one of the first round picks they got in that Schmidt deal from Seattle in order to get Preston. So, but other than with full respect to everybody else, Schmidt leaves, and then if you're looking for a stud to come back in, this Mathias Preston kid looks like he played a game or two when he was in Penticton.
No, he's a high end guy. He's got there's some talk of him being a first round pick. The franchise has only had, I think, 6 first round picks in its history, and they could. Now with Preston and Ryan Lynn, they could have 2 in the same year.
In the lineup, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a chance to build with those two guys, to build for next year.
And now with Joe Aginla in town, we'll see more of Jerome at the LAC. And so it's never a bad thing to see Jerome Aginla, frankly. One of the nicest guys ever to play the game and talk to the media. He got it. Jerome understood it. He got the media. He was always smiles when you interviewed him. Yui, as you would know as well, is always like, yeah, Jerome doesn't mind doing media and smile. I don't mind it, you know.
So. He is a benchmark guy as just a professional hockey player. And oddly enough, was Cameron Schmidt's coach in minor hockey.
Wow. Really?
Fun fact
from Steve Ewan.
That's why you have me on the big show
that's
there, Brooke Ward.
Read the comments. That's why.
Read the comments. Read the comments. Steve Ewan.
I feel like I did because today I had a totally different angle planned on the show and all this stuff, and then all these deals started shaking.
We had to pivot.
We pivoted. It was a hybrid retool.
We did a hybrid retool of our
Vancouver Giants this week. It was a hybrid retool of the show today. Pretty good, I think. We came out okay, even though I had Ewan. We came out okay. Yes. Thanks, Huey. Thanks for helping me out. Appreciate it, pal. See you Friday night, I hope. Take care, my brother.
Looking forward to it.
Steve Ewan, Vancouver Province, Vancouver Sun. And pick any kind of social media. He's going to be all over that. Get into his comment section. It'd be nice. Be kind and rewind. Nathan Kanter earlier in the program. Bill Wilms as well. On a big day of deals for the Giants, and there might be more coming. Trade deadline is on Thursday. The Giants got off to an early start today. 5 Giants leave town. 3 come in. A bunch of draft picks come into town as well. The guys leaving town, Cameron Schmidt, Tyus Sparks, Merrick Howell, Aaron Obobifo, and Colton Lane. The guys coming in, Joe Aginla, Mathias Preston, and Caleb Hartman, and a bunch of draft picks, including first and second rounders. All over the place for the Giants on a busy day. Giants are back at it against Tri-City Friday night. Get your tickets, VancouverGiants.com/tickets. That's your next home game, the Giants on Friday night, the Americans come to town. Busy day. Glad you took time out of your day to join us here for White Spot Giants this week. Very much appreciated. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to Jack the Giant, as always.
Ho, ho, ho.
And to you for joining us as well. I'm Brooke Ward. This has been White Spot Vancouver Giants this week on Sportsnet 650.